Brazil is a model to the world for showing how to develop and improve the health of a nation. This seems to be the general conclusion coming out of a special series of papers on health in Brazil published in the medical journal The Lancet. In one of the papers, Professor Laura Rodriguez and colleagues report that control of infectious diseases in Brazil has been hugely successful. I asked her about this, but first about other health issues reported in the Lancet series, such as maternal and child health, chronic diseases, and violence and trauma.
The other paper that you didn't mention in the series is the one that looked at the health systems in Brazil. And I think, in a sense, that is it's what's behind this. It's the reason for a lot of the improvements in health. Many countries go through to a transition where they go from a situation that's mostly infectious diseases to a situation where the non-infectious diseases increase. But Brazil actually managed to decrease both infectious and non-infectious diseases. So I think it's a remarkable progress in reducing of infectious diseases, but also remarkable progress in chronic diseases. Brazil has, for example, a program in reducing tobacco. Smoking in Brazil is lower than in Portugal now. There's a alcohol reduction program. The level of acceptable alcohol while driving is zero at the blood, and that has a major impact in driving accidents, for example. So there's a reduction in that. What's maternal and child health, also a lot of progress in Brazil. Child health, in a sense, reflects the progress in control of infectious diseases. Maternal health in Brazil is always being relatively low because Brazil is a very medicalized country and access to delivery in hospital is a safe delivery. Big problem in Brazil in maternal health is because in Brazil, abortion is not legal. But of course, abortions will happen. So if they're not legal, they will be unsafe abortions. And I think that's the main concern about maternal mortality in Brazil. Violence in Brazil, it's a major problem, and this is the one where still Brazil and Latin America in general is out of line with the other countries. There are many reasons why that is the case. One is inequalities. Inequalities are often behind murders and violent deaths. Another is access to guns. Brazil is very liberal gun. Although there are many programs to control gun ownership, there's still a large prevalence of guns. People have guns at home. Traffic accidents are a problem. And, of course, Brazil is a player in the drug traffic, international drug traffic. And whenever there's drug traffic as an institution, as a powerful institution, then there's a lot of violence. Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you about your own subject area, infectious diseases, because on the face of it, there seems to have been a massive improvement in infectious diseases in Brazil.
Yes. I think Brazil, the control of infectious diseases in Brazil is a major success, and it's really a lesson for everybody. And what we address in the paper are different reasons for reduction in different causes. If you look at vaccine-preventable diseases, they practically eliminated in Brazil, and that is through access to vaccination. Both
things like polio and tetanus.
Polio and tetanus and pertussis, and yes. And this is access to vaccination. Vaccine is free. There's a large network of health services, and there's also vaccination campaigns. And then there's a massive decrease in pneumonia and diarrhea in children. And this is also about improvements in infrastructure, so access to water and sanitation, which was a remarkable increase in the last few decades, and also access to health care when the disease happened, so treatment free of cost. Mm-hmm. We did see an increase in HIV, as we saw all over the world, but Brazil is an example, international example, in terms of control of HIV, because the Constitution guarantees access to life-saving treatment for free. Brazil has the largest program of distribution of HIV treatment without cost at the point of use. I think that had a major impact in control. If you know that you have guaranteed access to treatment, it's an incentive for early testing, and it has a major impact on transmission. So the levels of HIV were kept very low.
So HIV is improved because you've got good treatment, you've also got good safe sex messages that seem to be getting through?
Yes, the program of control is very good in Brazil. There's a very strong gay movement who controlled from the beginning the language and the tone of the messages, which were always very much pro-HIV safe sex rather than against sex. So there was it was a very progressive control message, and I think has a major impact. It was also very much focused on access to testing and counseling, and then access to treatment. There was a discussion, in fact, in the beginning, whether Brazil should be putting more money in prevention rather than treatment, but I think it was vindicated. I think the investment in treatment, and therefore early diagnosis, treatment, making people less infectious, helped interrupt transmission very much, although there was emphasis on prevention.
And in the case of TB and pneumonia at younger ages, treatment, antibiotics has been pretty helpful there.
Yes, separating the two. The children, pneumonia mostly is, a little bit is prevented by HIV vaccine, but mostly is treatment. It's access to treatment, antibiotic treatment in time reduces mortality, and that's access to health care, which again is free at point of use in Brazil. Tuberculosis is a more complicated issue because tuberculosis is a disease of the poor. It's a disease of the marginal populations. And it's a disease that requires long treatment. So basically, you have to bring the dispossessed populations into the system and provide continuous treatment for 6 months. So we often say the mortality by tuberculosis is an indication of the quality of the health services and the social supports of a country.
So, in fact, health systems and making them good and strong and well-organized has been a massive factor in improving health in Brazil.
Yes, I think equitable health services that are well organized. And I would say that in connection with improvement of infrastructure and quality of life. Another aspect that I think it's important is that in Brazil we have the health councils, which are mechanisms for democratic input of the populations in the strategy for health services. So the Brazilians have a good mechanism to influence directions of development of the healthcare. And I think so I would say is the popular participation, is the well-organized, effective and health systems with free access, universal access, and improvement in living conditions.
And diarrheal diseases and cholera have been reduced also massively, and that's not necessarily health systems, but in fact social things like putting in good water supplies.
Yes, diarrhea, for example, water and sanitation have a major impact, and there was a massive improvement in access to water and sanitation of good quality. Brazil now has very, very high levels of access to water and sanitation. But even in diarrhea, access to oral hydration and treatment helps to decrease mortality as well as incidence. So there's a combination. But I think there's no doubt that improving living conditions in Brazil is a big part of the story of reducing diseases.
So as people become more wealthy, then they get less ill.
Yes. In fact, as people become less poor, I mean, the big reduction is when you reduce levels of poverty. You don't have to be very rich to not be, but you have to not be very poor. So it's good access to is water and sanitation, is good diets, access to less smoking. So as you reduce conditions of poverty, then you improve health very much.
And the government in Brazil has had policies for the very poor, has it?
Yes. So I'd say in the last three governments, the two governments of President Lula and now President Dilma, who started last year, have a very, very clear commitment to reduce poverty. And they have invested in programs like increasing unemployment, extending unemployment benefits to the whole population. Before it was restricted for those who had worked in the formal system, pension, and many programs of cash transfer, both for poor families or for poor families, for example, that keep their kids in education. They receive cash that can then be used for improving living conditions, improving food and diet, etc.
So it's a big good news story coming from Brazil, but you have got a few failures so far in vector-borne diseases.
Yes, the diseases that have not decreased very fast, more difficult to control, so the one that dependent on transmitted by vectors. And there's two in particular that are of concern. One is leishmaniosis, and leishmaniosis was a disease of forests and the edge of forests, but now it's getting closer and closer to urban transmission. And leishmaniosis is difficult to control the vector, but also is a disease without a good safe treatment. And if you have people infected, if you can, I mean, when you treat when you detect cases and treat them fast, you can reduce transmission. But for Leishmania, there's no good and safe drug. So treatment requires hospitalization. So it's one disease where we really need to have better drugs. And I think the solution there is the development of new, effective, and safe drugs.
And dengue fever.
And dengue is, of course, re-emerging infection, and there's big epidemics of dengue in Singapore, in Cuba, in Brazil. Dengue is difficult to control because the vector is urban. So it's a mosquito that lives in cities, and it's very difficult to kill the mosquitoes. They live in little... It's not easy to control it. It's a virus, so we should have a vaccine. It's a complicated virus, so the search for the vaccine has been a little longer than we expected, but I think the solution for dengue is going to be a good vaccine rather than control of the vector.
If you were to sum up in just a few words then what people should take home from all of this, what would that be?
Well, I think it is possible to control diseases. It requires thinking about them and having specific measures. Measures are not just medical, but they will include health services, but they must be also social. And it's good to consult populations and bring them together in their policies.
Laura Rodriguez, Professor of Infectious Diseases Epidemiology at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, talking with me about the Lancet Special Edition on Health in Brazil. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.